Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Baba Metzia Pei Zayin. We are holding two lines off the top of the Amud. Ksiv ve'ekcha pas lechem. So back to Avraham Avinu and the three Malachim that came to visit him. He offered them some bread. Right? He says, ve'ekcha pas lechem, I'll get some bread. But then he got way more than just bread. A gourmet meal, ksiv ve'labakar, ratz Avraham. So what happened? Amar Rabbi Lazar mikam. This teaches us, shatzadik, righteous people, say very little and do very much. Emrim ma'at. So he started to say, just a minor offer. Here, come, sit down, I'll give you something. Va'isim harbe, but they actually execute in a greater fashion than their initial talk. You know, the Mefarshim explain. I think it's the Maharal. You know, either you talk a lot or you say a lot. Right? You have just a certain amount of energy. So if you expend it all on just talk, nothing left for doing, tzaddikim go the other way. They minimize talk and maximize actions. As opposed to rishayim, they're always about speaking and boasting, but in terms of actually doing, it's very little. Like they say, all talk, no action. Rishayim, oimrim harbe, rishayim speak a lot. Right? Va'afilu ma'at enim oisim, but you can't even expect a little anything from them. How do we know that? Minolan may Ephraim. This is from Ephraim, where he made this grandiose promise. Tavram Avinu, right? Mi'ikar oksiv, initially when Avram was looking to find a caver for Sarai Menu, and he eyed that certain field, the Maras HaMachpelah field. So Ephraim offered it to him free of charge. Mi'ikar oksiv, initially it says, look, take it for free. Eretz arba mi'as shekel kesev. Look, it's a $400 field. Just take it, big deal. And ultimately, oh, did he take payment for it? Big time. Basav ksiv, ultimately it says that vayishma Avram el Ephron. Avram, he understood exactly what Ephron was alluding to when he hinted to the value of the field. He wants full payment. And he gave it to him. Vayishkel Avram el Ephron es hakesev asher diber. So he handed him all that money that Ephraim verbalized. How much was it? Arba meyos shekel kesef, not just plain dollars. This was like supersized coins. Over lo secher, right? Something which is accepted everywhere. Rashi says we're speaking about the leshakel mina ilakantri. He took from him these kantri coins. Rashi calls it centner. Mea mana, I mean, these things weigh a ton. These huge, supersized coins. Dika duchta, because there's a place to correlate the tikla kantira. They use the word tiklash, which is shekel, to describe this huge, supersized coin, kantira. So bottom line, Ephraim had much talk, but very little action, as opposed to Avraham Avinu, who offered them just, come sit down for l'chaim, and he gave them this gourmet meal. Now, further to the details of Avraham Avinu's offering, ksiv kemach, or ksiv soilus. Initially it says that he's going to give kemach, right? It says, Menu, quickly get the kemach soilus, right? Ksiv kemach, or ksiv soilus. So in the same pasuk, right, we have kemach, which is a lower quality, compared to Silas, which is a purer type of flour. So why reference both types? Amar Yitzchak, the answer is like this, that Avraham Avinu wanted better quality, but Sarai Menu offered the lesser quality, the Kemach. Mekan, we learn from here, Shaisha, a woman, even a great woman like Sarai Menu, it's just part of a woman's nature to be more technical and, sort of limited. Isha sometimes has a tendency to be less generous in terms of offering guests, and that's more than by a man. Ksiv, lushivasi ugois. She instructed her to prepare the dough and make the bread, ksiv, but ultimately when it came time to serve, So all those items he offered, but what happened to the bread? He didn't offer them the bread. What happened to the bread? So he quotes Rav Meir, Mishmei de Rav Meir, Avraham Avinu, he lived on a higher standard. Even his ordinary food would be preserved, would be kept from any tumah, right? V'sari imenu oisei ayoyim pirsa nida. So it happens that Sari imenu, that day, was when her period returned, that she became a nida, as per the malachim's, you know, prophecy, and her system was restored, in which case the dough became tamei, and he then refused to serve it to his guests, and that's why it was left out of the menu. So the malachim turned to him, Vayimer ela vayesara ishtecha. Where is your wife Sarah? Vayimer, he says, hini bayel, she's in the tent. What's the point of the Torah mentioning all this? L'idea, to inform us, she's sorry, mean it's no haisa. That she was modest, and she was tznius, away from view. Amar vidam ravi teima. Some say it was Rabbi Yitzchak. Yoidim hayim alachei asharis. Truthfully, the malachim were fully aware. Shasari meinu ba'il ha'isa, shasari meinu sitting in the tent. Why did they ask? Elamai ba'il, why did they even discuss it? To bring out the point, Avraham Avinu, look how special your wife is. Kedei lechavava, alabal, to endear her on her husband. Interestingly, we're speaking not about a young couple, 90 years old, 100 years old. The concept of lechavava alabal, to highlight her milus and her, you know, positive attributes, is pertinent until the very last day. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Amar, another reason why they inquired about her, in order to send her some of the, you know, the kais that they used for brachas hamazon or whatever, so that was a kaisel bracha, which was meant to be sent to her to grant her part of that bracha as well. Tani mishum Rabbi Yosi, lama nakud al ayoy shebe elav. If you take a look at the Torah and the actual Sefer Torah, the word elav in the pasuk vayomer elav has some dots on top of some of the letters. So it's the aleph, the yud, and the vav of the word elav, which Rashi explains, indicates to us that those letters are not to be taken sort of literally, that there is some sort of hidden meaning to them as well. So basically what the pasuk is telling us is that they had no real need to ask about the Aleph, Yud, and Vav, which is Ayah, where is she? They knew. But the reason why they inquired was to teach us something. Limda Torah Derecheres, to teach us the appropriate mode of behavior. When a person is hosted by somebody, he should take interest in the host's wife. Wait, how's your wife doing, right? She yishal odem achsani shaloi. A person should inquire as to the state of the hostess as well. And Rashi explains, lo yishal yishal lo, not that he's going to approach her directly in the sky and shmooze with her, ela lebala yishal mashlame geveris. He'll ask the husband how his wife's okay, whatever. So that's showing interest in the family, that's the way you're supposed to. So the malachim were teaching us that point. They didn't need to know this, right? But this is the way a person should behave. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? V'amar Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel tell us what is meant to be careful when it comes to these matters of tznius? Ein shaylan b'shlam isha klal. What is that meant to inquire to the well-being of a woman? Ayde bala shani, but here it's through her husband, as we explained. Sorry, Menu exclaims, well, after all this, aging, I'm going to go back to my youth. Amar Rav Chisda Achar Shen is Bala HaBasar, after the skin got worn out, V'Rabba Kmotin, and full of creases, Nisaden HaBasar, now it's going to go back to fresh skin, V'Nisbashta HaKmotin, V'Chazar Yefilim Kaimai. Oh, it sounds like it's not a question, it's just a fact. That after this happened, Nisaden Abbasar, Nismashta Akmatan, Vichazar Yefilim Kaimas, the pasuk here is alluding to what actually happened. That the beauty was restored. Ksiv Adoni Zokin, Ksiv Adoni Zokanti. We find discrepancy, slight difference. You see, when Sori Menu heard this news that she was going to have a child, She alluded to Avraham Avinu's age. Look, my husband is so old. How can that happen? When Hashem related that episode, that conversation, that expression to Avraham Avinu, he referred to how Sarah said, "Va'ani zakanti. How could I have children? I am so old." And interestingly, right? The Lemoisiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gamri, Hashem did not relate it the way she said it. She sort of blamed it on the husband. And Hashem related it as though she was blaming her, taking it upon herself, that she's too old. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, this teaches us a profound lesson. Godol HaSholim. Look how great is the concept of preserving peace and unity. Sha'afil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shinibay Hashem was willing to sort of modify and deviate from the exact words in order to preserve the Shalom bias. Right? Lest Avraham Avinu get offended by this sort of reference to his age. So Hashem switched it and attributed it to her age. Right? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Batitzchak Sar Bekirba. Vadoin Izak, and she's expressing wonderment and how this could happen despite her husband's old age. And Hashem switched it. I'm too old. How can this be, right? That Sarah Imenu, right? Who's the one that informed Sarah, prophesied that Sarah's informed Avraham Avinu that Sarah will have a child and nurse the child, which is interesting because it says Lashon Rabim Hinika Banim Sarah Kama Banim Hinika Sarah. How many babies did she nurse? It was only one. Amar Belevi Oisya Yom Shagam Avraham Sitzok Benoy. So it happens to be that on that very day that Yitzchak completed his nursing phase in life, which is typically 24 months, right? So at that time, Asa Suuda Gdoila. Avraham Avinu made a great Suuda to mark that milestone. So everybody, all the nations were sort of making fun. Reisam Zakin is a Kena. Look, they're pretending they've had a child. Look, this old couple, Sheviu Asufim Nashuk, they've just sort of picked up this abandoned, baby in the street, and they're pretending that it's their child. Not only that, they're making this huge celebration to establish their story, right? Ma'as Avram Avinu. So what did Avram Avinu do to counter that misconception? Halach v'zimen kol ador. So he went and he sent out invitations to all the greatest of the generation. It's going to be a massive affair. And likewise, Sarah invited all their wives. They all came with their babies. So each one brings her child, but not the nursemaid. And they did it purposely to sort of trip Sarah and test her to see if she's able to nurse. Hashem made a miracle. Right, then her dadim, her breast, started spewing forth milk like two well springs of milk. And she was able to nurse everybody. And this sort of laid the matter to rest. Well, people were still questioning. Look, so even if Sarah Imenu, she's merely 90, okay. We can hear, we can understand she had a child. But Avraham Avinu ben Me'er Shana Yelid, he's 100 years old. I mean, that's way too far. So perhaps this child is from a different husband. It's what Hashem do. Miyad nefach klaster panim shel Yitzchak. Right away Hashem reformed Yitzchak Avinu's features. V'nidmal Avram, and everybody saw that he was a carbon copy of Avram Avinu. He looked exactly a spitting image to Avram Avinu. Paschal kulam v'amor. Now everybody exclaimed and consented that in fact it was really true. V'amr Avram hoilet es Yitzchak. They agreed that Avram Avinu was Yitzchak's father. Okay, on the topic of facial features, Ad Avram Lehoya Zikna. Until Avram Avinu's time, even when a person would age, it wouldn't be discernible on him. Young, old, all look the same. Man da have a boy le mishtoy ba de Avram. So now, since Avram and Yitzchak look strikingly similar, if one wanted to have a conversation with Avram Avinu, he can mistakenly bump to Yitzchak and think that he's Avram, mishtoy ba de Yitzchak. And likewise, ba'adi Yitzchak, if one was trying to have a discussion with Yitzchak, he would mistakenly confuse him with Avram Avinu, mishtoy ba de Avram. He would have mistaken, go to Avram and talk to him in order to alleviate this situation. Also, Avram came, bo rachmi. He davened to Hashem avazikna to create this concept of looking old, of a person's facial features reflecting his maturity. Shenema Avram azokin bo mayomim. Furthermore, ad Yaakov, until Yaakov Avinu's time, lo yhava chulsha. A person would not get sick, he wouldn't get weak. And when a person would die, it would just be a sudden thing. Oh, interesting. The Tesis in Baba Basra explains, although there was a concept of sickness, but not prior to death, that's what it means. Person, you know, when it comes time to die, he would just suddenly die without any, pre-warning. Also, Yaakov v'yirachme v'cholsha. Yaakov v'inu damat Hashem to introduce this concept of a person deteriorating physically prior to death so that it enables him to prepare for it and prepare his family. Shenemar v'yemer li Yosef, hinei avicha chayla. Yosef was informed of the fact that Yaakov v'inu is getting weaker and it's time to, make final arrangements. Furthermore, ad asa lisho l'yav v'cholish v'isbach. Until Elisha Hanavi's time, there's no concept of recovering from illness. Right? Also, Elisha, by Rachman v'Isvach, Elisha davened that in fact a person can recover from illness. Shanamar, v'Elisha chola es cholye, asher yom es boy. So, this was the third time Elisha got sick, and this was the final sickness which brought about his death, apparently, mechlal. He had other experiences of sickness from which he healed. Tanur Rabbanon, in fact, he had shloisha chaloyin, chalo Elisha. Three times he fell ill for three different reasons. Echad shadach v'legei chazi. One was on account of his rejecting of his assistant, Gehazi, who violated several things, and he was cursed by Elisha. And then when he tried to return, he pushed him away, rejected him b'shteyada with both hands, so to speak. He didn't take him back, and that was something which triggered this illness, that Hashem punished Elisha for not allowing him back. The second time was Ve'echad Shegira Dubin B'tinoikos. He got the wild animal, the bears, after the children who were taunting him when he fixed up the waters of Yericho, which took away the livelihood of the water carriers, as the Sukkim explained. So he got upset and he punished him. So on account of that, he was punished as well. And the final illness which precipitated his death. So we have chala, chol yoy, asher yom asboy, Elisha's boy, alluding to three experiences of illness. Okay. Let's go back to the Mishnah. La'at shalei eschil b'malocha, say v'amar lahem almanas she'en lachem alay lapas v'kinnis b'lvad. Standard commitment to a worker is to provide him with basic sustenance, bread and kidneys. How do we read the Mishnah? Pas kidneys tnan. Kidneys is describing what type of bread. So you give them kidneys bread, bean bread. I guess it's a cheaper bread. That's all you have to give them. A pas vikidneys tnan. What does it mean? That you have to give them bread with beans, something to go along with the bread. Kim, this is the name of a shvua, the name of Hashem. You have to add the vav. There are two items here, bread and the main dish. Tzricha vav. You have to add the vav. Separate the words. Kim maradu lelabris, and this affords the proper clarity in the meaning of the Mishnah, like the maradu, like a pole, which is used to guide the ships through the river Labrois, which is full of barriers and stones, Rashi says. So bottom line is, you need a guide through this river, and likewise you have to add the vav, which is like a guide, like a stick, to afford clarity. And the Mishnah really means pas vikitness, two items separately. Okay, so on the topic of feeding your workers, right? We have another idea in the Mishnah of Shimon Lil Oimer Ein Tzarech. There's no need to discuss anything. Hakol Kiminig Medina. You follow the common practice in town. Now, what's the point of saying Hakol? Hakol Kiminig Medina. Everything follows the Minig Medina. So says the Gemara Lasuyim Hakol Lasuyim. What's the point of Hakol? What is it coming to cover? Lasuyim Disnan. It's coming to cover the following halacha. Hasarchar Sapoil Va'amar Loi Ke'echad Uchashnayim Bneir. He hires a worker, does not stipulate the wage amount, rather he makes reference to, he says, you're going to get paid like, one or two people in town, like, we'll take a look at what people are getting paid in town, and that's what I'm going to give you. How much does he owe him, right? If you look around, somebody out there is getting paid $10, somebody getting paid $20, he has to give him $10, because that follows the established principle, Hamoitzi Mechaveru El Avarai, you want to extract, you have to prove your case. The onus is on you. Divrei Rabbi Yishua, that's Rabbi Yishua's opinion. Chacham Aimer, no. He gets the average salary in town. Mishamnin Benem, we estimate, we evaluate, we sort of add up, and we make an average, and that's what he gives him. Okay, on the topic of feeding your workers, here comes another interesting halacha. The Torah gives a worker the right to actually sort of snack off the food that he's working with. In some situations, it has to fit certain guidelines, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. In the following cases, a worker can snack off his work material, min ha-Torah, meaning without any need for the employer to stipulate and to allow him, he has that right, min ha-Torah. We have it in the Pesukim. So what are these cases? So Oysa b'mchuvar l'karka. He's working with a crop which is still growing off the ground. B'shas k'mar malocha. As he's picking it, he's harvesting it, he's picking the grapes, he can take some for himself. That's one possibility. U'betolosh min al-karka. Or if he's involved in some produce that has already, been picked off the ground. Grapes to be pressed, etc. He can snack off that, provided it's still an unfinished product. So when it comes to mechubel karka, it has to be as it's being finished, as it's being completed, being harvested. When it comes to something which is off the ground, it goes the other way. Only if it's unfinished. Provided, right? One condition here is provided that it's something which is growing, something which, grows off the ground, as opposed to let's say he's involved in milking cows. That doesn't qualify. Oh, in the following cases, an employee does not have the ability to eat off his material. He's involved in some sort of crop, and it's not yet gemar melacha. The product has not yet been completed. Rashi says, for instance, he's menachesh bebitzalim. He's pulling out, he's weeding out some onions. That's not called gemar malocha, it doesn't qualify. Or, ubetolosh min al-karka ma'achar shenigmar malachtei. He's involved in some produce which had already been picked off the ground and it's been fully processed. Too late. Ubedover she'egdu min aretz. Or, if he's busy with something which is not a growing item, Rashi says, he's milking the fellow's cows, or he's producing his cheese. But not immediately says, how do we know that a worker can eat at the point of Gemar Malach? You'll enter your friend's vineyard to work. You can take some for yourself. Okay, Ashkan Kerem. So one second, so Rashi says, we take a look at the next part of the pasuk. It says, "Don't put it into your basket. You can snack. You can eat some. on site. You can't take it along with you, home with you, right? So Rashi says it's mashma, that it's exactly that point in time when you're putting the produce into the kelim, which means to say it's gmar malacha, right? You're harvesting it, put it into the owner's kelim, not your own. So apparently we're speaking that it's bishas gmar malacha, when it's harvesting time, right? Right? Pick it for him, but not don't take it along to your home. Apparently, we're speaking about shas gmar malacha, when it's time to harvest. So that's how we know this idea that it can eat from chub l'karka bishas gmar malacha. Says gmar ashkan kera. Okay, so we see from the pasuk that if he's picking grapes, he has that right. Kol milu menolam. What about other forms of produce? What about other materials, other products? Gamrina mi kerem, says the Gemara, we learn out of the kerem. Ma kerem meyucha dover shegedulu karka. What's unique about a kerem, a vineyard? It's something which grows off the ground. B'shas gmar malacha, as we said. It's the harvesting time. And therefore, poyel eichel boy, the worker is allowed to siphon it off for himself. Afkol dover, likewise any other type of scenario which fits this bill, called over shekedul ikarka, b'shas gmar malacha. So it has those two qualifications. It's produce off the ground. It's harvesting time. Poyel echel boy, a worker can partake in that. Asks the Gemara, what right do we have to compare anything else to a kerem? Perhaps a kerem is unique. Mal kerem shekein chay boy leilus. Right? If you have these peculiar growing grapes, they're left for poor people, right? So there's a special mitzvah, a special chiyuv that applies specifically to a vineyard. So perhaps because of its higher standing, it has this halacha as well, right? So you can't compare other items to a vineyard. And so the Gemara Gamrina Mikama. Well, we're going to learn from a different part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, actually, a different pasuk. Kisavai bekamas reyecha, right? If you enter your friend's kama, which is growing wheat, right, standing stalks, and you go and you'll harvest it for him, right? So the same idea. Don't, you can take for yourself, but don't overdo it, right? So the same concept of the kerem is applicable to a kama, and that allows us to extend this concept to other forms of produce as well. Asks the Gemara, "Kama gufa minol?" How do we know that this idea applies to all types of growing grain? Right? So you go into the field and you can pick some for yourself. Well, okay, but perhaps that's specific to those five forms of grain, which are chayav in mitzvah of chala, right? So because of that redeeming quality, it has this mitzvah as well. Mala kamash in chayav is bechala. What about other types of beans or things that don't qualify? How do we know that a poel can partake in those while he's working? Ask Sigmar, hold it. We might have kama the mitzvah bechala. How do we know that this word kama, the pasuk, is referring to specific material which is chayv and chala? Dilma kol kama kama rachmana. Perhaps it's going on any type of produce. Says the Gemara, the answer is, so how do we know it's going on just the chameshis mini dogan? Maybe it's going on other types of stalks like beans or whatever. Ask your kama kama. Oh, the answer is that we have a gzeirah shama. Because it says the word kama over here, kisivacha kisavai bekamas reyecha, uksivasa mehochel chemesh bakama. This is a pasuk by the Minchas Ha'omer, right? So on Pesach we harvest some barley in order to bring it as a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash. So just as over there, mahosam kama demachayve bachala. The word kama alludes to material which is chayv and chala, because barley is one of the five primary types of grain, right? Avach anam mikavad mechayv v'chala. So perhaps likewise by us, the word kama refers to specifically to these grains which are chayv and chala. And therefore, ikel mifrach, So that brings us back to our question, how can we extend this to other items as well? Mala kama shekein chayves b'chala. Right? So perhaps only kama, which equals something which is chayven chala, has this concept. Well, kerem yechiyach. Well, we know it's not limited to chala-related material. We have the kerem, right? That's pretty clear in the pasuk, even a vineyard. Well, mala kerem shekein chay ba'ilulis. Well, you can't compare... you can't allow kerem to sort of extend it onto all other things because, as we said, kerem has its own advantage. It has the eilus factor, so perhaps it stands higher than other materials. Well, that can't be the reason. Kama sechiach. Let's go back to kama, which doesn't have eilus, right? That's specific to a vineyard. V'chazer adin, we'll go back and forth looking for the sort of the reason why, right? The Torah allows a worker to eat it. It can't be attributed to this or to that. Right, the reason found in this case is not found in the other case, and the reason found over there, so you can't consider that to be the reason, right? So what's the common denominator? What's common to both kerem and kama? Bottom line, it's produce off the ground, it's the time of harvest, and therefore poil oichel boy, a poil can eat af kol davar, likewise any other situation which has the same factors, shegedule karka, bishas kumar malocha, and therefore poil echel boy. No, it says the gemara tana shavash mehen, shekein yesh ban tam hezbeach. He's learning from a kerem and kama, right? Bottom line is, they both have something in common which is not found almost anywhere else. They can be offered to the mezbeach as a carbon, right? Grain as part of a mincha. Grapes as wine for Nesachim. So at most, you can include one more item. V'asanami zayis. Okay. We'll include olives as well, because the oil is brought as a mincha, all that, right? This bitzat mizbeach has a mizbeach element to it. But that's it. You're stuck there. Who says we can cover other items as well? So Mar now takes a pause. One sec. What did you say? Bitzayis b'matzad asi? You're only including Zayas in this umbrella because of the fact that it has that factor of the mitzvah, you know, the tzad mizbeach. Bema tzad asi, hu gufei kerem ikri. You don't need that reason. The fact that the pasuk refers to a kerem in this discussion, and guess what? Kerem doesn't just apply to vines, it applies to grapes, to olives as well. Right? Hugufei kerem ikri d'chsiv v'yivar megodesh v'ad koma v'ad kerem zayis. You see, zayis and kerem are synonymous. Homer Papa, no. Kerem zayis ikri. Yeah, kerem zayis, that works. But kerem stomala ikri. When it says kerem, just plain kerem in the Torah, it's a reference to grapes and not olives. Okay, bottom line is mekol mekom kashya. So we've included grapes and olives and, you know, grains. But what about other? What about apples and oranges? Can a poil have from those? Elamar Shmuel Amakra. This is the pasuk for everything. V'chermish. Chermish is a sickle, right? So the pasuk makes reference to something which is cut down with a sickle. The rabbi is called bali chermish. Any such material will have this halacha of the poil eating from it. So not just, you know, wheat and barley and all that, other things as well. Asks the Gemara, okay, why chermish min boile? But who says we can use chermish for this purpose? It was already needed for something else. To tell you about the timing of this halacha, b'shas chermish echol shaloi b'shas chermish lo seichol. Chermish is when you harvest it, right? During harvesting period, that's when the poil can eat, but otherwise not. So it's needed for this halacha. Well, that's already known. Right? Like Rashi said before. The pasuk itself indicates the exact timing of this halacha because it says, be careful. Don't store it into your kelim and take it home, Mr. Worker. You can eat, you can snack on site, but you can't take it home with you. So it's telling us that it's that time. It's the time when he's harvesting, when it's being put in the kelim. So, it belongs in the Baal Bayis, it's clearly not in yours. So clearly we're speaking about the time of harvest. So chermish is not needed for this. Rather, it's there to tell us to extend and expand this halacha to include other items, other materials, other produce as well. Well, Tenech to Bar Chemish. But ultimately, Chemish means a sickle. So perhaps, okay, you can include other, you know, things that are harvested through a sickle. I don't know, like kitnis, Rashi says, right? Like beans. But the lav bar chemish menolan, what about apples and oranges, which don't utilize a sickle when being harvested? Elam Rabbi Yitzchak Amakro kama. Let's go back to the word kama in the pasuk. Kama means the rabbis kol bale kama, any produce that grows. That's it. So it includes everything. Hold it. We already used kama for something else. Va'amris kama kama de machayve b'chala. Didn't we use kama before to indicate that it's only something which is chayv and chala, right? Well, hani mili mekama denesi chermish. That was only before we had the drasha from chermish. So we limited it to the varhash to the asi chermish. But once we have chermish, it's rabbi called debar chermish. That includes any grain or beans which are utilized the chermish. Va'afukab deloy mechayv b'chala. Even though it doesn't have the chala factor, right? So once we've gone beyond chala, so now we can go back to kama, right? Kama is no longer teaching us that it's limited to chala-oriented items. So now we can go back and apply the word kama to teach us kama. Lamali, what's it for? L'rabi is kobali. Kama to include all produce. Anything that grows, all that is included in this halacha of the pail, eating benefits. Asks the Gemara, "Bahashtu nafkalam rechermish and kama." So once we have chermish and kama to expand it to all, so kisavei bekerem reechalamali. Why does the pasuk have to allude specifically to vineyards? What's the point? Amar Rava l'chaysav, because in that pasuk we learn many halachas pertaining to this concept. Kedesanya. Let's go through the pasuk word by word. It starts with kisavei. When you enter, what does that mean? Nemar kambia. So over here we have a reference to entering the employer's property. And elsewhere we have the pasuk where Torah warns the employer, be careful, don't delay your employees' wages past sundown, right? Just like over there, the expression loisavoy, right, is in reference to a worker. Here as well, kisavoy is in reference to a worker who's entering to do his job. It says kisavei became re'echa v'lei became kusi, as opposed to a goy's property. She says that this restriction of storing away food and taking it with you is only by yid, not by a goy. You can take along extra food with you as you leave your job. Hanichel ma'adam kesel kusi aser. That only works if you hold that. Typically, you can't steal from a goy, so the Torah has to allow the worker to do it. Is an exception. Hanu the istra krol mishri poyel. That explains why the pasuk sought to provide a special allowance for a poyel. In this case, you can't. But if you hold according to the shita, there's no gzela issues from a goy. Hash to gzela muter. So if you can outright do gzela poyel and poyel, why does the pasuk have to highlight that poyel can take extra? I mean, it's obvious, right? So according to this opinion, what's the word re'echa coming to teach us? Mukim lo bekerem re'echa v'leshel hegdish is coming to tell you that this idea of a poyel diverting some food for himself only applies to a field of a commoner, as opposed to a field belonging to Hegdish. He has no right to touch that food. The pasuk continues with the word v'achalta. V'achalta teaches us, yeah, if you're hungry and you're eating, but you can't just v'loy moitzis out of them. You can't just chew the grapes, suck them out, and spill them and spit them out, which is indicative of the fact that he's not really desperate for it. He's not really hungry. Likewise, you can't add some, seasoning there to the anavim, which will whet his appetite and may get him to eat more than he should. The word kenafshecha is telling you kenefesh shel balabayis, kach nafshe shel poyel. That the poyel, he's eating, and he's eating on the same status as the balabayis. What does that mean? Ma nafshecha potter, just like when nafshecha, you, the employer, if you would sit down and have some of those grapes, you'd be potter from maser, right? Because Rashi says it was not yet nigmar malachtoi, it wasn't yet complete, it wasn't yet finished, it wasn't yet fully processed, because Rashi says the Gemar Malach is only when it's when it's meant to be if it's meant to produce wine, right? So it's only once the wine was fully processed. So bottom line is, it's only chayv and maser. For you yourself, the owner, it's only chayv. You only have a maser issue when it's fully processed. The same status applies to the worker. Af nafshe shel poyel. Same regarding the poyel. The poyel's status, the worker's status. Oichel poter. He can snack on this product and be poter from maser. Now, why would you think that a poyel has higher standards than the balabai? So Rashi says like this. We shouldn't be saying Hoyelo Dubaagri Ochl. He's not just an owner snacking off his unfinished product. He's eating because he's employed. So you would think we treat it like a purchase, right? Hoyel Dubaagri Ochl Al Korchash Balabais, how like he bought that material. And what happens when you buy material? Umekach Kivas Lamaser Avdovar. Listen to this. Rashi says that when you purchase even an unfinished product, given the zavni achshei, once you purchase it, you gave it chashivis. You attributed importance to the item. The fact is, it's the item of your purchase. It elevates its status and it's considered, to a certain extent, like a finished product, and it's chayv and maser, as though it was finished, as though it was fully processed. Don't say that by the poel. No, he didn't buy it. I mean, he's working for you. He's snacking off the food. So the pasuk is indicating to us that he has a din of the baal habayis regarding being exempt from maser at this premature, stage in the processing process. Furthermore, the pasuk says, sov echa. You eat sov echa to satiate yourself. V'le'echil agasa. Don't force yourself. Stuff yourself, that's unfair. Vel kelichal esitein teaches us b'shosh hatenoisin lekelosh b'al habayis. When you're holding at the point where you're loading up the owner's containers with this harvested product, so it's the shas k'mar malocha, at that point, ato oichal, you can take some for yourself and eat it on site. U'b'shosh hatenoisin lekelosh b'al habayis, but if it's still early in the game, you're not being Gmar Malachi yet. It's still, you're just like Rashi said before, you're weeding. It's not the time. You're not yet filling his containers. At that point, you don't need to have a privilege. You can't snack off this food. And this is consistent with what we learned in the Mishnah, that the poel will only eat B'shas Gmar Malach. Okay, so we started with the whole episode of Avraham Avinu with the Malachim. We went through pasuk by pasuk, explaining it with all the drashas. Oymer ma'at oisei harbe, derech eretz, sheyishal adam b'achsani shaloi, Hashem was mishana m'pnei hasholem. We learned about the neis of summer Imenu nursing all the kids. And we concluded with the sugya, with the poel, can snack off the balabais' produce, provided he meets certain criteria, and these are all learned from the Pesukim. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rav.